This is New Media Beat on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio. I'm Juliana Vasquez.
And I'm Kayla Kidd.
Hello, Kayla.
Hello, Juliana. What do we have for our listeners today?
We have media news, more media news, and then after that, even more media news. We have five big media news updates on New Media Beat this week.
That's what we do. We bring the news. Let's do the rundown, Juliana.
First up, we have Ava Holdgruen.
What's Ava reporting on today?
Ava has a story about TikTok and Saturday Night Live. Fair warning, her report includes curse words, or at least one four-letter word.
Can we curse on New Media Beat?
Yes, we can say whatever the fuck we want, because we are online and not on the air. The FCC prohibits against broadcasting profanity does not apply to an online newscast like New Media Beat. But just because we can does not mean that we should. We should not use profanity unless it has real news value. So, Ava Holdgruen will say at least one of the seven dirty words that the FCC bans during her report today, because the FCC does not censor profanity on the internet.
SNL just turned 50. The show is getting old and their TV audience is getting older every day. They need a new generation of viewers. The problem is that young people just aren't watching much TV. Where can they find that new demographic?
On TikTok. SNL's TV audience is shrinking, but its TikTok followers are growing. Why watch a whole show when you can watch the best clips on TikTok?
And what's next?
Me. I have our second news story for the day. I'm going to be talking about a new feature on Instagram for creators. It's a way to lock up Instagram Reels unless you have the secret code to open up the reel.
That's two news stories. What's our third story today?
Guess what, Kayla?
What?
It's your story. You have our Snapchat update this week. And what's it about?
Snapchat has a new AI feature for brands. These sponsored AI lenses will help brands engage with users.
After your Snapchat update, we will talk to Yvonne Obgio about politics and social media.
Are bots influencing social media users? Can bot-powered political campaigns turn scrollers into voters? Could an army of bots swing an election? Yvonne Obgio will analyze the impact of bots in our political discourse.
Donovan Johnson has our final report this week. He is concerned that young people are at risk from too much screen time and social media. His story is about brain rot.
What's brain rot? Is it contagious?
Donovan Johnson has all the answers to all your brain rot questions. He is going to be telling us about how we can help our listeners avoid brain rot.
All this brain rot and more coming up on OWWR, Old Westbury Web Radio, streaming live from the State University of New York at Old Westbury. Hello, Ava.
Hi, Kayla.
Ava, do you watch Saturday Night Live?
Sometimes.
Do your parents watch SNL on TV on Saturday nights? How do they watch?
I mean, honestly, they just tape it the night before and then watch it the next morning.
So if SNL's TV audience is getting smaller and older, where is SNL going to find new viewers?
TikTok. If you've noticed, people are moving away from watching live TV to watching clips on social media instead. I'm always seeing those accounts that post clip after clip of a TV show. This is what's happened with SNL.
How has SNL become TikTok famous?
Honestly, TikTok is the perfect platform for TikTok short form style is a perfect platform for those short SNL skits. Even the show has a TikTok account where they post clips from the most recent episodes. Now they are able to engage with new fans that don't watch live TV anymore.
So what skit has gone viral?
Maybe you've heard about it, but maybe you haven't. Season 50, episode 17 aired on April 5th, and during the well-known Weekend Update segment with Colin Jost and Michael Che, Ego Wodum stopped by to talk about the White House Correspondents Association and how they canceled the comedian for this year's dinner. Ego Wodum decided to play her stand-up persona, who she calls Miss Eggie. She gave her take on being the comedian for the dinner. She said the comedian should really just make fun of the dinner, so she stood up saying, "Good God, this food is bland tonight." But soon she went off the main course and onto another, which is when things began to go wrong.
What went wrong?
So after switching topics, Ms. Eggie began doing a call and response bit. The audience did not know the bit, and NBC even said that the bit was supposed to lead to intentional dead silence. Remember, she's standing up pretending to speak in front of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So, Ms. Eggie said, "'Cause these men ain't what?" The audience took it upon themselves to yell, "Shit." Because let's be honest, there's no other answer to that question. Everyone erupted into laughter, and while it was pretty funny, the Federal Communications Commission prohibits profane content from being aired on live TV. So, they don't actually have a specific list of curse words that are not allowed, but shit is one of them. If a curse word is used, it has to be noted to the station so that it could be bleeped. Since this was not the case for SNL, the FCC may actually fine them.
Wow, so how did TikTok users react?
So, I saw a lot of users creating TikToks with the uncensored version, and it has gone viral. Watching it on TikTok was actually how I found out about it. It went viral because this is something that honestly doesn't really happen regularly on SNL, and everyone found it pretty funny. It also went viral because it did end up being censored for some live TV users. Then, some TikTok users began spreading a rumor that the audience was given a script and were actually supposed to reply with, "Not worth a damn." But this actually wasn't the case, and one live attendee to the taping used TikTok to debunk the rumor. Users were all pretty much in agreement that the curse word should be allowed on late night TV and should not have to be bleeped. For New Media Beat, I am Ava Holdgruen. Back to you, Kayla.
Thanks, Ava. My co-host Juliana Vasquez is on the Instagram beat this week. Juliana, social media platforms are competing for creators and influencers with new features that boost engagement. What's Instagram up to now, Juliana? Why does Instagram have to keep the creators happy?
So Instagram right now is always evolving to keep users and creators engaged. Recently, they've actually been testing new features such as cold lock posts, which offer exclusive content to followers who unlock it, potentially helping creators monetize their audience. Keeping creators happy is so crucial because they drive engagement and content creation, which ultimately keeps the platform relevant. When creators are satisfied, they produce more content, attracting more users and advertisers, ultimately benefiting Instagram's growth and revenue.
What are locked reels and how do they work?
Instagram is experimenting with a feature called lock reels, and it's pretty much what it sounds like. Reels you can't see unless you have a secret code. Think of it like unlocking a digital door to exclusive content. Creators can drop hints or even send the code directly to certain followers, which adds a fun, game-like element. It's not just the video that's locked, it's also the comments. So the full experience doesn't fully open up until you've cracked the code. It's a new way to build fan engagement and reward followers who are paying very close attention.
How could the new lockable reel feature transform audience engagement?
This could really shake things up for how creators connect with their followers. It's really not just about posting content anymore. Now it's about building mystery and interaction. By dropping clues or making followers hunt for a code, creators can turn casual viewers into active participants. It's a way to reward superfans with sneak peeks, exclusive deals, or even behind-the-scenes content. And because it's more interactive, it naturally drives more likes, comments, and shares, all the stuff that boosts engagement. In fact, this kind of interactive content has already been shown to increase user interaction up to 20%.
Will this feature mostly benefit the larger influencers, or could smaller creators still find a way to make it work?
It's definitely easier for larger influencers who already have teams and resources to plan everything from crafting clever clues or to managing how to get codes shared. But that doesn't mean that smaller creators are out of luck. In fact, this feature could give them a unique edge. If you got a tight-knit community or loyal followers, something like a code lock reel can feel like a special inside moment. It's all about how creative you are with the experience. That being said, it does take more effort. However, small creators might need to be more strategic about when and how often they actually use it.
Could this new feature ultimately help Instagram stand out in a competitive social media landscape, or could it alienate users who are already overwhelmed by the constant flow of content?
So that's the big question here. On one hand, lock reels give Instagram something fresh and different, and it leans into exclusivity and deeper interaction, which could make the app stand out from all the mindless scrolling that happens on other platforms. However, at the same time, not everyone wants to work for their content. Some users just want to scroll, see, and move on. And if this gets overused, it might annoy more of the casual users or make content feel less accessible. So it really depends on how it's rolled out and whether creators can use it in a smart and intentional way. For New Media Beat, I'm Juliana Vasquez. Back to you, Kayla.
Thank you, Juliana. After the break, we are going to talk Snapchat. Instagram is not the only platform with new features. Snapchat is adding features built with artificial intelligence. What is an AI video lens? I'll tell you.
It's time for me to talk with my co-host, Kayla Kidd, about Snapchat. What are these new AI video lenses?
Snapchat AI lenses are the new feature on Snapchat where you can interact with things in your background that promote your brand. So essentially, it's like when you are taking a picture and you have a filter on it, but instead of a filter, you have an interactive background.
And what brands have started using these new lenses?
So far, it's Tinder and Uber, and they're using them for interactive backgrounds. Like Uber uses it for Thanksgiving and they used it for a living room setting. So when you open your Snapchat and you go to your filters, you could go to the Uber curated AI lens, and there you're in a living room and there's people around, there's a table, and it looks like you're sitting right at the table with everyone else.
And how are these new lenses helping brands?
They're helping brands by user engagement and connectivity. It's really important for brands to get out there and engage with their users and also make them feel like they're a part of the brand as well. Not only is it helpful for the user to feel connected, but the brand can also get feedback from the user to help them better curate a platform.
And what is the user benefiting from these new AI lenses?
The user gets to have a direct connection with the brand. So for Uber and Tinder, they're allowed to interact and be, I guess you can be engulfed in what they're doing. So when users open up Snapchat and they use the AI lens for Uber or Tinder, Tinder has the direct benefit from the, I guess, sponsor, because they're more likely to share these AI lenses with their friends or share them on their story or share them with other people on other platforms, which gives them the user engagement and the brand the popularity.
And has Snapchat benefit from this new lens feature along with other brands?
Their user use has gone up. So they have had more people wanting to use these AI lenses, and that contributes to how many people are joining Snapchat. Not only that, they have a lot of celebrities that are doing it too. I went on Snapchat and I tried it out. It's pretty cool, but it's a little creepy to me because I don't like to be at the table with people I don't know, and AI scares me. However, a lot of people like it because they feel like if celebrities are using it and they're using it, it's the cool thing to do. So now it's become just a trendy AI lens for everybody to share. For New Media Beat, I'm Kayla Kidd. Back to you, Juliana.
Thanks, Kayla. Let's discuss social media and politics with Yvonne Obgio. Yvonne has been looking at the effects of bots on our elections. How are social media bots influencing our conversations about politics? Let's get started with a basic question, Yvonne. What exactly are social media bots?
So a social media bot is an automated software account designed to perform repetitive actions such as liking, commenting, or sharing content. While some serve benign purposes, many are engineered to imitate human behavior with the intent to mislead, manipulate public opinion, and really game platform algorithms.
In what ways are bots influencing public sentiment and discourse online?
So bots can rapidly amplify specific viewpoints by generating mass engagement, giving the illusion of a consensus of like an urgency. But these synthetic popularity posts really often just are influencing real users' perceptions, swaying their opinions, boosting misinformation, and really suppressing authentic dialogue from real users.
Could these digital manipulators impact democratic processes such as elections?
Absolutely. So that's the really scary part. Bots have the capacity to distort political narratives, promote or even discredit candidates, and amplify ideological divisions. In an era where social media significantly influences voter perception, the ability to fabricate a support at scale for like a big profound threat is a great threat to the integrity of democracy.
And what should listeners take away from this ahead of the upcoming elections?
So listeners really need to understand the digital landscape that they're navigating, especially during an election season. So social media isn't going to be as organic or authentic as it may appear. Bots are programmed with specific agendas. As we approach the elections, it's really important for users to pause before engaging with content. They need to ask themselves, is this real? Is it credible? Because often what feels like a widespread opinion is actually manufactured by bots. So it's more than an inconvenience. It's really a direct threat to our democracy. Staying informed, thinking critically, and being aware of these tactics are really the first steps to protecting your voice and your vote. For New Media Beat, I'm Yvonne Abgio. Back to you, Juliana.
Thank you, Yvonne.
It's time to talk to Donovan Johnson about the effects of social media.
Are screens and social media good for your brain? Is it too much? Is social media dangerous for young minds? Donovan, you are using the term brain rot. What do you mean by that?
Well, the term brain rot derives from excessive use of new words being presented to these people. Teenagers nowadays have conversations with a plethora of words and phrases that they discover on the internet, as well as prolonged screen time. This comes from meme culture. It conditions people's minds to keep all the humorous jokes and phrases in their heads. Jessica Ray from the New York Times reported that teens incorporate brain rot to not only follow trends, but to allegedly use them as coping mechanisms throughout their daily lives. She points out various references that people make from videos on TikTok, one of them being "It's giving." The phrase is a substitute for comparing something or someone. A lot of popular terms and slang have come from these memes, and it has resulted in teens being so fixated on this area of media. Excessive consumption of media of meme content has led to teens not being aware of their own actions.
What will the next generation be like?
As we all know, a lot of people that come from Gen Z and Gen Alpha have completely maxed out their use of phones and electronics. With the rate that they're going right now, it seems as if these activities will continue and become an even bigger problem. I believe that social media is the pinnacle of mind control. People will continue to run to different platforms like Instagram and TikTok because they find some kind of comfort in that, which then creates an unhealthy addiction to a very large extent.
Do internet corporations realize what is being done to young people?
There's not a single doubt in my mind that the CEOs and creators of these platforms are allowing virtual content to spread all throughout social media. In our current economy, corporations don't care about who is taking part in these shenanigans. The focus point is being at the top worldwide and seeking more revenue. The reality of social media is that the people that are in high power couldn't care less if one person stopped using their app. More than enough people are caught in the endless spiral of consuming content that is affecting their brain. Trendy videos are cool and all, but after some time, you have to hone in on what you're doing. The slang words and phrases people see on the internet are blinded by sheer stupidity.
And what are the ways that brain rot can be terminated?
It may sound cliche, but you just have to experience life for what it is. Stepping into the real world doesn't take much effort. Spending a lot of time away from your phone and developing interests outside of technology is a great way to get your mind off the content that's just eating away at your brain. There's a plethora of things you can do on your free time. For example, take a walk, sit outside, take in nature, journaling, etc. A problem that most young people go through is stress, and they rely on social media as a form of healing when all it's doing is just making things worse. This is because they can't live without all this content they see because they become so accustomed to trapping themselves in this bubble. For New Media Beat, I'm Donovan Johnson. Back to you, Juliana.
Thank you, Donovan. That is all for this week.
Thank you, Juliana. Thanks for listening to New Media Beat. New Media Beat is co-produced by Jaden Nunez, Henry Wilson, and John DeLicio. Our engineer is Jaden Nunez. My co-host is Juliana Vasquez. Thanks, Juliana.
Thanks, Kayla. Today we heard reports from Ava Holdgruen, Donovan Johnson, Kayla Kidd, Yvonne Obgio, and myself. New Media Beat is brought to you by OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio. and the Media and Communications Department here at the State University of New York at Old Westbury.
For more media news and resources, check out our latest post at newmediabeat.org.
Stay tuned for more great programming coming up next on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio.